The database, operated by the Division of Banking, will record every payday loan transaction. That way, regulators can track the number of times a loan's rolled over and whether customers are taking out loans they can't afford. The new law says customers can be liable for no more than 35% of their monthly income. Bob Anderson is with Legal Action of Wisconsin. The organization helps low-income people with legal matters in 39 counties. Anderson says the state database will shine some light on an industry that has more than 500 locations around the state and made $1.6 million in loans last year.
Unfortunately, we know from experience in other states that payday loan organizations have been able to find ways to circumvent the law. That's what we're looking for. We're hoping this works.
The new regulations on payday lenders do not cap interest rates, but if that or other practices pose undue burdens for customers, Anderson says the database will bear that out.
For the first time, it really collects information on what actually is taking place out there. And that will be the basis for people to be able to decide, are there some other things that should be done as far as regulation is concerned?
The law on payday lenders prevents car title loans so customers don't lose their car if they default. Loan disclosure agreements have to be in both English and Spanish. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.